Hi, I'm Larry Gregory from Microsoft here at BizSpark Incubation Week in Atlanta, Georgia. I am joined by Ryan and Jason from Linkster. Welcome. Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about the solution that you're building?
Okay, so we're working on a project called Monitor Grid, and basically it's a tool for keeping tabs on your server's health and availability. So we work with Linkster, which is about developing communication framework. This is basically a proof of concept for us that has the goal of inspiring how you can leverage Linkster to developers.
So you came in with a core product, and you're now extending it as part of Incubation Week.
Exactly.
Tell me more about what the core product does.
So it's an agent-based server, so with less configuration, it's kind of easy to set up. You can get more robust monitoring of basically the different assets, turn servers on and off, swap files back and forth between different networks.
Okay, so see events.
You don't have to worry about all the firewall stuff.
Okay, so basically see events and take action on those servers based on what those events are.
Exactly.
Okay, great. And in terms of the end user or the customer that would use this, who are you targeting?
Pretty much anybody that's running their own servers, but doesn't want to spend a lot of time kind of setting up the tools to keep an eye on them.
Okay.
Basically, everybody that has servers needs to keep an eye on them. Like, it's pretty much uncontested.
Do you have a particular slant towards small businesses or large IT shops, or is it permeating throughout?
I mean, we imagine that we'll probably get more traction with smaller just because the systems are more nimble, but anybody could use this tool.
Okay, and would it be used in a hosting scenario where you're going and managing hosted servers, or does it not matter?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay, excellent. So why don't we talk a little about the underlying technology, what it's built on?
Sure. Well, we build Monitor Grid using Linkster and Azure. Linkster is a cloud messaging platform that provides easy-to-use, secure, reliable data transfer as a service. And Azure is a cloud operating system, which we use to run our web application and SQL database on. Together, the two platforms made it not only easy to quickly build the Monitor Grid product, but also ensures that the solution is always running and available to end users.
Okay. Is there any advice you give to either entrepreneurs or developers that might be watching?
Sure. Be an active participant in a developer community. Your developer community is a great resource to go to vet ideas, but also to find solutions. Case in point, when developing the Monitor Grid prototype, we were using an on-premise SQL database server. And when it came time to port that database to SQL Azure, a colleague pointed us out to a tool on CodePlex called the SQL Migration Wizard. Not only did the tool quickly port the database, it also migrated our data for us. So I was actually very impressed and relieved on how easy that was.
Excellent. Well, I wish you both the best in Incubation Week and beyond. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jason, and I'm going to give you a quick demo of Monitor Grid. Now, stepping back for a moment, there is real need to keep tabs on your servers. While the market is crowded, it is far from saturated, and there are no clear winners. Why? Well, because the tools available are either not rich enough or too complicated to configure and use until now. Enter Monitor Grid. To use Monitor Grid, you simply go to our website, create an account, and download our MSI. Running the MSI installs a low-impact server service, and every second that server sends data using Linkster's cloud messaging technology to our cloud app running on Azure. It's easy to get started with Monitor Grid because your first two servers are free. I'm already logged in, so let's go ahead and take a quick dive. On the overview page, I get a snapshot of the current state of all my servers. I can click on any one of the servers and dive a little deeper, as well as any particular asset of a server. Now, I can also select as many servers as I want and even upload files to them. And I can also send a reboot command and a shutdown if that action is warranted. Now, I've always wanted to be able to go to a single location, see a snapshot of all my servers, regardless of what network they're on, and be able to send sets of files to them. So one important point here is that Monitor Grid works across networks. You could have a bunch of servers, some of them in your office, some are dedicated servers running in a data center, maybe a few virtual servers in the cloud. Monitor Grid can keep tabs on all of them. All right, now clicking on a server opens up the server page where we have a performance, storage, and network activity dashboard. Clicking on any one of these opens up an historical trends chart. Now, the free account allows you to look at the last hour, last 8 hours, last 16 hours, and 24 hours. Paid accounts, you can extend that up to 12 months. All right, up here on alerts. Now, alerts, these allow me to have notices sent out when either the server is down or when server assets reach certain thresholds. And for instance, on the CPU, I can set a particular threshold using this slider. I can enter in email addresses, IAM accounts, and phone numbers. And here I actually have my mobile number. I'm going to click test. And that's going to call me in just a minute or so. Now, the email notifications are great, but the IAM and phone call notifications are pretty cool. Now, those features are a merger of cloud and telecom technologies integrated via Linkster. Now, this particular integration is with the Windows Unified Communications Server and was done by our friends at VisualGov, and it provides Monitor Grid with presence awareness as well as enabling the IAM and phone call notification options. Also, with the built-in text-to-speech technology, the phone recipient can be informed of the issue and the server that is being affected. Now, as IT folks, we know that sometimes we bring down servers on purpose, usually for scheduled maintenance. Now, this is one of the reasons you'd click on scheduled outages. Oop, I'm getting my phone call now. Go ahead and accept and put on speaker.
Test server 1, test server 2, and test server 3.
All right, thank you, Monitor Grid, for calling me. So I was saying, as IT folks, we know that sometimes we actually bring down servers on purpose. So you'd go to scheduled outages, you'd enter the date and time and the duration of the outage, and that way Monitor Grid won't send you emails or IMs or call you. All right. Now, that really covers the base functionality of Monitor Grid. In an additional feature that we're going to add before the commercial release will include the ability to start and stop server services. Also, another important aspect of Monitor Grid is that because it is wired with Linkster, this allows tech shops to easily extend Monitor Grid and connect it with other distributed apps and systems as needed. So, in conclusion, Monitor Grid makes setup a breeze, it keeps the interface intuitive, and uses the right technologies, which are Linkster and Azure, to keep costs lower than expected while providing you a really high-class set of features. And that's Monitor Grid. Thank you.